listeners, thank you so much for joining me today and welcome back to another episode of In a Dark, Dark Room. I'm your host Abby and in this podcast I cover all things creep. So welcome to another Dinky Dark, where the dark is dinky but the dinky is just as dark. Is that right? I can never remember. All right, so this is Dinky Dark, where I tell a scary short story every other week. So without further ado, let's get into this week's scary story. My neighbor has been staring out of his window at me. Our neighborhood has always been typical white picket fence suburbia, at least on the outside. Every generation, new young couples move in to replace the older people who have finally left after a lifetime of the same lawns and the same friendly faces. It's always been an idyllic setting in which to raise a family and to turn old and grey. Everyone here knows each other. Most have since they were kids, moving into their parents' homes once their parents decided it was time to finish out their years somewhere else. I'm an oddball because I am a transplant. None of my family have ever been able to afford the houses in this area. I'd always drive by with my mum in her beaten-up station wagon, ogling the beautiful homes, meticulously landscaped lawns, and the lush green trees. I grew up and was the first of my family to go to college. I didn't waste the opportunity afforded to me and got a nice, cushy job, a kind and caring wife, and a couple of crazy kids. The little American dream that was my life was finally wrapped up in a tight little bow when, at the closing, I was handed the keys to my own slice of paradise. We'd only been here for about a week when I realised just how odd my neighbours were. At first, I just thought it was because I was a stranger, infiltrating their little bubble, but the bubble itself seems to have burst altogether. I began to notice that when the neighbours waved to each other while doing their respective yard work, it was a little too forceful, an accompanying grimace painted across their faces that they tried to sell as a smile. The knocking at our door was just slightly too insistent, and the handshakes they gave to welcome us to the neighbourhood were just a bit too firm. Their hair was just a tad too perfect, and their eyes were perpetually blank. I began to catch them unashamedly staring at my family and I whenever we ventured out the front door, their neighbourly facade seemingly beginning to crack. They were just staring with the same dead eyes I've begun to grow accustomed to, and each time I returned their gaze, I felt my muscles tense and had an overwhelming urge to put as much distance between them and myself as possible. That's when I began to hear things in the dead of night. There was a strange scratching from along our siding, a gentle scraping of something sharp caressing the exterior of our home. It didn't last for long, just a few minutes at most, and I peered out the window to see if I could spot the source of the noise, seeing instead a neighbour leering at me through their living room window, their whole house illuminated against the oppressive blackness of the night. In the morning, I inspected the perimeter of my home and found nothing out of place. There were no footprints in the mulch, no marks on the siding. There were no trees with branches close enough to the house to make that noise either. So I shrugged it off the best I could, but all through work that day, the mystery lingered in the back of my mind. The next night, the scratching returned. I peeked again and found no culprit. But I did find three lit-up houses and three neighbours, the original and two more, staring in the direction of my house. The next day I called out of work, when the first neighbour emerged to do his daily weeding. I made my way over to him, knowing I needed to see if he'd let me in on what's going on. As I approached, he fixed up his unnerving smile and shouted,
"Howdy, neighbour!"
"Hi, Steve," I replied, attempting to return his smile.
"How you doing?"
he asked me, as I noticed that he had gone an unnaturally long time without blinking. "I'm okay, thanks. I just wanted to ask if you'd seen anything in my yard in the past few nights." For the first time since moving here, I saw a flicker of something going on in one of these robo people's eyes. And that something was clearly fear. Steve paused a moment before saying,
"He's been outside your house. We've been keeping an eye out for you, though. He doesn't like the light."
"What? Who is he, and what have you been watching for?" Steve's eyes glazed over again before he said,
"I think I hear Marcia calling me. Good to see you, Cal."
And he did a 180 turn before marching away. That night, there was no scratching. I looked out the window, and Steve's windows were as dark as the night was black. 5 other houses on the street stood illuminated with their occupants gazing directly at his house. I returned to bed and drifted into an uneasy sleep. I awoke to screaming, loud and shrill, coming from the direction of Steve's. I hurried to the window and saw Marcia out in the yard, sprinting and shrieking, bathrobe whipping in the wind. I felt the sweat begin to erupt through my palms, and I heard my wife stir behind me.
"What's going on?"
she asked, rubbing the sleep from her eyes. I stood, rooted to the spot, watching Marcia as she continued to run down the street, before a hulking figure that had been lurking in the shadows rushed her. She was caught and hurtled into the air, her cry ceasing immediately as she was dropped to the pavement where she laid, now unmoving. The figure turned to me before slinking back into the darkness, and all I could do was stare with the same blank eyes my neighbors had. "Go turn on all of the lights," I told my wife. Okay, so that's this week's Dinky Dark. As always, let me know what you guys think. So happy Friday. Hope you guys have a lovely weekend. I will see you on Wicked Wednesday for another upload, researched episode. Woohoo! But until then, stay safe, enjoy the spooks, and I will see you soon. Bye.